Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Now here's your host, Michelle Bond.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method, The Michelle Bond Method. Bonding you and your wholeness together, mind, body, and spirit.
And welcome to my show, The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality. I'm the wholeness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. And if we got a show for you today, we are talking about a topic that is very hot, especially this time of year, and that is a topic of detox. But before we do that, I have an announcement to make, a couple of them. Make sure you tune in this Thursday at 2 o'clock here at WBLQ and Transformation Talk Radio. It'd be 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 2 o'clock Pacific Time, where I'm going to be on Sue London's show, and we're going to be talking about starting the new year off on the right foot, why you may think you're eating healthy but really aren't, and how good nutrition and healthy lifestyle choices can make a difference in your life and quest for enlightenment. So make sure you tune in this Thursday at 2 o'clock Pacific Time, 5 o'clock Eastern Time on the Sue London Show, WBLQ. You'll get both of us. Double whammy there. Now, for any of you who have questions about the Bond Method or want to see my archived shows, you can find them on my website, themichellebondshow.com. And if you have questions about how I can benefit you with the Bond Method, you can give me a call at 425-412-0202 or email me at M as in Michelle, B as in Bond, at themichellebondshow.com. Okay, today we are talking about detoxing, the benefits of detoxing, and I'm going to teach you how to do it in the safest and most effective way for your body. And so that leads me to what the bleep is that?
The Michelle Bonds What the segment. Say.
Well, what the bleep is that are detox programs that just really don't work. Now, there's a few of them out there, and this time of year, everybody gets all hyped up because they have overindulged for the holidays, they've made New Year's resolutions, and usually losing weight and getting back into shape and getting clean and healthy is one of the top New Year's resolutions that people make, and they go on this quest for the first month of January to do that. Everybody's really motivated and they go gung-ho. They join gyms and go on all kinds of crazy diets, including crazy detox programs. And a few of them are very interesting. There's one out there, I'm sure a lot of you have heard about it, where you just take some lemon juice and put it in some water with honey and cayenne pepper, and you're supposed to drink only that, consume only that for, I don't know, days on end. And the problem with that is that the reason why it doesn't really work is because all it's doing is really getting rid of superficial toxins like alcohol, excess water, and also you're starving yourself to death. You know, you really shouldn't be going on a fast for that period of time, for a long extended period of time, because your body does require certain nutrients and it's just not good for you. And the thing of it is lots of people do this also and do these detox programs to help them lose weight. And what happens when you go on something as strenuous as that kind of detox program or it's really not a detox program, but a starvation diet is what I like to call it, is the minute you go off of that and you start eating, you usually return back to your old habits, eating habits, because you're starving to death and you're just craving everything you can get your hands on. And you gain weight. You just gain it right back. So that's really not an effective way of losing weight, number one, or an effective way of detoxing. And I'm going to explain why in a little bit here. Then there's the other program that's very big with yoginis. And this is when they go on a 14-day juicing fast. And all they do is juice vegetables and fruits and drink that for 14 days. The issue I have with that is then you don't have any protein. So what they like to do is use a protein powder to supplement so that they can get some protein. And that's not highly recommended either. Plus, they're eating a bunch of raw foods. And raw foods, a lot of them, your body cannot get all the nutrients that it needs out of the raw foods. There are certain foods that need to be cooked in order for your body to be able to get all the nutrients out of it. And one of those that comes to mind is broccoli. Another one that comes to mind are tomatoes. So that's not really that effective. Yes, you will lose weight, especially if you're doing yoga along with it. But you are, once again, starving your body. And if you're doing a protein powder, that's not a natural protein. I don't care what anybody says. And lots of times that is a soy protein powder. And that is not good at all. You all know how I feel about soy. So you're putting a toxin into your body when you're trying to clean it. So that is not good. And then, again, after you go off that diet, when you start eating your foods again, return to a normal eating program, you can gain weight. So it's not really that effective. And then there are all the diet programs out there that have you buy their foods, and all their foods are processed. They come in freeze-dried bags or little bags that you stick in the microwave. And if you wonder if the microwave is good for you or not, you can go back to my archive show that I did about microwaving, and you will learn that microwaving is not the way to go. It's not healthy. It turns all your food into a cancer-causing element, so you do not want to be eating it. It makes it carcinogenic. So you do not want to be eating microwave foods or eating processed foods. We all know that's not good for you. So these diets don't really work that well. They're not good for you. And they really don't get rid of the toxins, because a lot of toxins that people have they're deposited deep within the tissues, deep within the muscles, deep within your joints. And it's going to take more than just juicing or fasting to get rid of those toxins. And so the other thing is that before you can detox, you kind of need to know what your body needs. You need to know what toxins are in your body, and then do a detox program to get rid of the toxins that are specifically in your body. And not everybody is going to have the same kind of toxins. So some of the toxins that can be in your bodies are, one, heavy metals. Heard about that, and that's pretty rampant, actually. And as we go on with the show, you'll find out why. But some of the heavy metals that are very hard to get rid of, cannot really be getting rid of by using these types of detox programs that are superficial, are lead, mercury, cadmium, aluminum is a big one. And then there's different parasites. And you know, it depends on what parasite. Then again, what detox program you go on is going to depend on what parasite you have. And the same with a detox program for the heavy metals. It depends on which heavy metal you have as to what detox program you would need to go on. Then there's also the fungus and the candida. There's petroleum residues. And if you've been in the hospital, then you probably will need to have detox from the drugs that you were on when you were in the hospital, and especially anesthesia, because that can get deposited into your muscles and your tissues and everything, and it can take a while for all the anesthesia to come out of your body. So we have to take a quick break, but when we come back, we are going to talk more about this detox program, where you pick up these toxins that you need to detox, and what's the most effective way to get rid of them. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. Oh.
wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show Awaken to a New Reality will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method. I'm the wholeness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. Hippocrates said, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. You can acquire perfect health by eating properly, but most people don't know how to do it. You're not going to find out by watching TV shows and news or reading the latest diet book. I teach you how to eat your way to perfect wellness through a customized program. When you are ready to stop messing around with your diet and want serious results, then contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality. We are talking about detoxing today. So before the break, we were talking about the fact that you kind of have to know what toxins your body has in order for you to be able to do an effective detox. And so there's a lot of, there's a myth out there actually that I have to bust. I'm sorry, guys. But anyway, and that is that you can sweat all the toxins out of your body by exercising or going into a sauna or a steam room or something like that. And the fact of the matter is you can, yes, you can sweat out superficial toxins like alcohol, caffeine, garlic and onions, the toxins that haven't quite gotten worked their way completely yet into your tissues and your bones and all. And we're going to find out why this really doesn't work that well for some major toxins. To a degree, you can get rid of some of those. But the thing of it is, if you're just going to the gym and you're doing a bunch of aerobic type of exercise and you're sweating, those exercises aren't really designed to get the toxins out of your organs or your muscles or your tissues, okay? So you're just going to be getting rid of superficial ones, superficial toxins. Now, the best form of exercise actually for getting rid of some of the toxins that can be rooted deep in your tissues and your organs is, believe it or not, yoga. But not all yoga. I recommend Vinyasa Flow Yoga because it does a lot of postures that are designed, or asanas is what the postures are called, or exercises, that are designed to get toxins out of the body. Like the twists and all that, they squeeze the organs, they move the organs around and forces some of the toxins to come out of the body. And so that is actually the best exercise to do for detoxifying. And if you're doing a Vinyasa Flow yoga class, the way it should be done, you're going to be sweating, and it's not because the room's hot. You're going to be sweating because you're actually exerting a lot of energy, and you're exercising, and so that combined with the twisting exercises or the asanas and the postures that are designed to get the toxins out of your body, you will detox pretty well. Not 100% though, because there's still going to be toxins in there that these postures don't really reach. Now, it's very interesting because I've followed a lot of Ayurveda. I've studied a lot about the Eastern philosophy and yoga and all. And I was over in India quite a few years ago when I was first starting out doing yoga, actually, and studying the philosophy. And I went on a tour of Ayurvedic retreats in India. Now, Ayurveda does come from the Eastern philosophy from India. And they believe that you should detoxify twice a year, not just once a year in the wintertime with, you know, around the new year, but twice a year, once in the spring and then once again in the fall. And the reason why they don't really want you doing a detox program during the wintertime is because they feel that the wintertime is a time for rest and repose and rejuvenation as far as getting rest, that type of thing. And the reason why you detox in the spring is because that's a time when you start gearing up. You know, you have rebirth coming at that period of time. People start getting energetic. You know, in nature, you see the flowers blooming, the trees coming out and plants growing and all that type of thing. So that's when you want to detoxify your body. The same time you're doing spring cleaning, you know, you're cleaning all the stuff, the clutter out of your house. So you clean the stuff out of your body. And then they do it again in the fall because you're preparing for the winter time. So you're getting rid of the toxins before the winter time so you can go into your rest and your respite during that period of time. It's not a growth period of time. And the interesting thing is they have a detox program called a Panchakarma. And you can have Panchakarmas done here in the United States, but I just happened to be going there to India for 2 weeks and traveling around to all these beautiful Ayurvedic retreat centers. And the deal with the Panchakarma means cleansing of the five senses, basically. So what you do is you see an Ayurvedic doctor who finds out what's going on with you, and then they customize and using herbs and treatments what program is best for you in order to get rid of the toxins that are in your body. So what they do is they prepare the body to get rid of the toxins using certain herbs and ointments and treatments. And a treatment is actually, it's very relaxing. They have a bunch of them, and they're fabulous treatments. You feel like you're just getting massaged and pampered, and this is a wonderful way to detox, let me just tell you, because you don't feel like you're detoxing. You feel like you're at a spa getting rejuvenated, and in fact, you really are. But they do implement the saunas and the steam baths, but they do it after they prepared the body, gotten what they call ama, which is this toxic sludge that gets into your joints and your muscles and your organs. And it's kind of funny, it's called AMA because it's the American Medical Association. You know, if you take the first letters of the American Medical Association, AMA is the same thing. But anyway, that's a big joke that goes around in the Ayurvedic world. But anyway, they prepare the body first with these things so that the toxins, actually the AMA, comes to the surface and then it can be sweated out using the steam baths and the saunas. So I kind of believe in that approach. I think that's kind of a good approach. By doing a customized approach to your detox program, you're going to get the best results. And this really works because the thing of it is, like I mentioned, was that I went on this trip when I was just starting out learning about Eastern philosophy and yoga and doing it and meditating. And I was going on meditation retreats with Deepak Chopra where we would be meditating for 4 hours a day. And my knees were pretty locked up at that time. I couldn't really sit on the floor and cross my legs. It just was too uncomfortable. So I either had to meditate in a chair or I had to sit on a cushion, and I was about 6 to 8 inches off the ground. And then I was comfortable enough to be able to sit in a cross-legged position. And when you're meditating for 4 hours a day, the most comfortable way to do it, if your knees aren't all locked up, is sitting on the floor in a cross-legged position. But anyway, so I went on this Ayurvedic retreat, and we happened to have a yogini on the retreat as well. So this is a lovely woman who taught yoga classes. And after 2 weeks, we were just horsing around. We were on a beach, and we were doing yoga posture. She was giving us like an impromptu yoga class on this beach, and it was a beautiful beach in southern India, Kerala, actually. And all of a sudden, she puts us has us do a full lotus. Now, I couldn't cross my legs, okay? and to sit in meditation, just regular Western style crossing of your legs. And all of a sudden, without any effort or any thought, I looked down and I was sitting in full lotus. And that's where you cross your legs, but you put your feet up on your thighs. You know, you guys have seen that. The yoginis sit there and all, they look all like they're in a, you know, tangled up like a pretzel. I did that because I was able to do it, and I was shocked when I looked down and I saw my legs were in the full lotus. And the reason why is because the Ayurvedic system had gotten all of the toxins out of my joints and my body. And the reason why my knees were frozen up was because I had toxins that had deposited themselves in the joints of my knees. So the Ayurvedic treatments do work. But to be effective, you usually have to go to a center where they do them, and not everybody can get there. So there's other ways of detoxing yourself that we're going to talk about when you can't go go to a retreat. Now, there's another thing that you kind of need to be leery about at this time of year, and there's a lot of over-the-counter detox products that come out. Now, being a radio show host, I get approached by a lot of people to promote their products. And this time of year, I've been getting a lot of detox programs, as you can well imagine. So I've seen a lot of this stuff coming my way. And I will not endorse a product that I do not feel is, number one, healthy, and number two, good for you. And I've seen a lot of stuff coming my way that you need to be aware of. Before you partake in any nutritional supplement or anything that somebody says is natural that's going to detox heavy metals or any kind of detox out of your system, you need to read the ingredients very carefully, because there's a lot of snake oil out there, and you need to be careful. So any product that has in its name anywhere any kind of heavy metal is not a safe detox program for you, and you need to run like the wind. No, do not walk away. You need to run like the wind. Run away from these products, because what they're doing is actually they're putting heavy metals into your body. They're not taking them out. So you need to be very, very leery of this, and I don't recommend over-the-counter products like that that claim they're natural and that you can, you know, detox very quickly from these products. It's a little bit more involved than that. Now, as I've been saying, you really need to find out what toxins are in your body in order to have an effective detox program. And detoxing is twofold. First of all, you've got to get rid of the toxins that are in the body. And second of all, you've got to go on a nutritional program afterwards and during the detox program to ensure that you can prevent the toxins from getting into your body in the future. Okay? And so the reason why I say that is because there are reasons why your body is getting these toxins, because you can take two people and put them in an environment, a toxic environment, and no two people will absorb the toxins the same. And the reason why is because of the nutritional deficiencies that each individual will have. So the reason why some people get toxins and other people don't is because if you are lacking certain nutrients, you are more susceptible to getting toxins, and that's heavy metals as well as parasites and fungus, candida, these types of things. And so this is another reason why I say that you need to know what toxins are in your body in order to have an effective detoxifying program for you, because no two people are alike and no two people have the same exact toxins in their body. Now, like I said, each of the heavy metals has a detox program that's specifically designed for them to get them out of your body. And then with parasites, there's tons of different parasites. So you got to kind of know what parasite you've got in order to get rid of it. And you have to know, okay, do you have a fungus infection or a candida infection? What do you do to get rid of those types of things? So when we come back, we have to take a quick break. But when we come back, I'm going to talk about the reasons why nutritional deficiencies lead to a toxic body and what we can do about it. You're listening to The Michelle Bond Show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the like button. Then go to Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality. Today we are talking about detoxing, how you should do it, and what's the best method, and on like that. So why should we detox? Well, the reason why we should detox is because toxins actually are very common in the United States and in our bodies, believe it or not, and they cause diseases. So that's the reason why you want to get them out of your body. Now, let's talk a little bit about parasites. Studies show that 85% of the U.S. adult population is infected with at least one form of parasites. And some studies indicate it can be as high as 95%. So 85 to 95% of the U.S. adult population is infected with parasites. And we can host as many as 100 different kinds of parasites, from little itty-bitty microscopic ones to worms up to 7 feet long. And, in fact, I did a show a while back, you should go to the archives, about parasites. And I discovered that in Great Grits, I love this town, Great Grits, I think it was Mississippi, there was a patient who the doctors pulled out a 35-foot-long tapeworm. So this wasn't in a third world country. This was in the United States. So parasites are, unfortunately, alive and well. I mean, you know, they serve a purpose to some degree. And so we need to get rid of them because they cause problems. They cause malnutrition. And the thing of it is if you have a parasite, you kind of want to know that before you go on a nutritional supplemental program, because if you go on a nutritional supplemental program and you have parasites, you're going to end up with the most healthiest parasites in the world because they take the nutrients out of our food and lead us with toxins. So when they go to the bathroom, those toxins build up in our system. So we want to get rid of them. Another toxin that you want to get rid of, and everybody does have some form of it because you have to in order to digest food, but when it goes out of bounds and gets rampant, then it becomes a problem, and that's candida or yeast. And so diets that are high in sugar and high in carbs and also high in protein can cause candida to get out of hand, and it's kind of rampant, actually. And there's a study from Rice University that discovered 70% of all people are infected by candida, which means it's gone out of control, and so it's quite common. And Julia Kohler, who's a Harvard University fellow in infectious diseases, found that candida was responsible for 60% of the fungal infections acquired in the hospital, and that it was killing over 1 in 3 people with a bloodstream infection. And it is the predominant fungal infection causing disease, candida. I also have learned that fungus is in 100% cancer and tumor patients. So we want to make sure that we get rid of that or get it under control. Then the other toxin is heavy metals. And we are all exposed to these heavy metals. They're in the foods we eat, they're in the water we drink, the air we breathe, and the products that we put on our skin. And to tell you quite honestly, every client basically that I've had come in has had some form of heavy metal toxicity. So it's out there and it's in the environment, and it's really kind of hard to avoid the heavy metals. The number one way you can avoid them is by eating organic foods, because the herbicides and the pesticides that they put on conventional foods are loaded with heavy metals. And in fact, they use lead of arsenic and aluminum in herbicides and pesticides as enhancers. So even though you think if you get conventional produce or fruit and you're washing it and you think you're washing the pesticide and the herbicide off, you're not, because they have designed those chemicals to withstand rain so that they don't wash off of the produce. And then a lot of them also are inside the fruit, because, you know, they spray, the ground gets wet, the rain comes, and the pesticide and herbicide go into the soil that the plant then absorbs into its system, you know, because they absorb the water out of the soil for the nutrients, but they also get the pesticides and the herbicides. So you really, one of the ways to avoid that, the number one way is to eat organic produce and vegetables and organic everything, actually. So that's where it is, and it's very rampant. And there are a lot of chronic diseases that are caused by heavy metals, And the interesting thing is that the allopathic doctors don't really know to look for the heavy metal toxicities in diagnosing or helping to treat the patients with chronic diseases. And so what happens is the patients with chronic diseases get fed up usually of using allopathic methods that don't get to the source of the problem, but only mask the symptoms. And then they come to people like me looking for alternatives. And heavy metal toxicities and parasite causes quite a few health issues. And some of them are headaches, fatigue, migraines, insomnia, joint pain, arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, which people thought was an autoimmune disease. Not really. If it's caused by heavy metals toxicities, it can be gotten rid of. You get rid of the toxin and the arthritis goes away. Fibromyalgia, dementia, Alzheimer's, autism, hypothyroidism, fibroids, cancer, tumors, diarrhea, mental fog, and depression. Now, these are just a few of the diseases or illnesses that or healthcare challenges that you can get from heavy metal and parasite toxicities. And so that is the reason why you want to get rid of them. Now, as I was mentioning, we can get heavy metals through the environment, but you have to be careful about the fish that you eat because a lot of that comes from contaminated water, so it's in the fish, and including shellfish. You need to be careful about the water you drink. I recommend you do not drink tap water. It's got all kinds of stuff in it, from heavy metal toxicities to different types of protozoas to chlorine that they're using to kill the bacteria, fluoride, which is a toxin. They're also finding antibiotics and depressants in your tap water as well as birth control pills. So you don't want to be drinking your tap water. Okay, so you want to get filtered water, and I recommend you get water that has the fluoride filtered out of it as well. It's the healthiest water. So as I mentioned, the pesticides and the herbicides have mercury and arsenic and lead as enhancers, and copper pipes are not good if they are old. Then you can run the chance of getting copper heavy metal toxicities if you're drinking water from copper pipes that are old. And you can also get copper toxicities from the red clay that they use to clean swimming pools. So I like doing a saltwater pool that has no chlorine in it because chlorine's not good. Your skin is the largest organ on your body, and it absorbs whatever you put on it. And so if you're swimming in a chlorinated pool, it's coming in through your skin. It's getting into your system, and chlorine is a toxin. It's not good. So I just really prefer saltwater pools and pools that have been treated with more organic, natural methods to get rid of the germs and everything. Then there's the aluminum toxicity that causes arthritis and also Alzheimer's and dementia. And that, as we know, is in our cookware, our aluminum foil, and it's also put into drugs. Okay. Then you've got mercury, which can be in your shellfish and your fish. Your amalgams, which are the fillings that are in your cavities. If they're silver looking, then they're mercury. Then you get cadmium from cigarettes, and you can also get cadmium from shellfish and rusty pipes and paint. So you got to be careful about that. And then you can get petroleum toxicities from cosmetics and the toiletries. Like I was saying, the skin is your largest organ, and so whatever you put on it will be absorbed into your body. So you got to make sure that your toiletries, just like your lotion and your makeup and your soaps and everything that you are using, are natural, like organic based, using vegetable oils instead of the petroleum oils that they use in those things. So when you see a word like this, methyl, benzene, betol and paraffin on the list of ingredients on your toiletries, then you want to throw them out and find something else. Then we also get toxicities from food additives. Preservatives have aluminum and sulfate in them, and benzoids. And benzoids are used as preservative in Dr. Pepper and Sprite. So there again, you want to get, that's another reason why we don't suggest you drink soda. You want to stay away from it because these things have these toxins in them, and they build up. It's heavy metals, actually. It builds up in your body and causes all kinds of issues, like I mentioned, the diseases, especially. And I've seen a lot of this, actually, with my clients. They have joint pain or are suffering from some type of imbalance in their joints. Then I check for the heavy metals, and yes, they do usually have it, and then we get rid of them, and the pain goes away. So it's great. Now, we've talked about the toxins that are out there and where you get them from. We have to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to talk about how you get rid of the toxins. Okay? So you're listening to The Michelle Bond Show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
If I could, baby, I'd give you my world. How can I?
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio hosts and motivational speaker Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method. The Michelle Bond Method. Bonding you and your wholeness together, mind, body, and spirit. I'm the wholeness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. Did you know there are over 7 billion people in this world, each with his or her own makeup, personalities, or preferences? Then how in the world can anyone think that one single healing method can work for everyone? It's just not possible. Even if you try to break it down and categorize people into different blood types, different body types, different astrological signs, it still doesn't work. Everyone is different. No two people are alike. If you want real results from your wellness program, then it needs to be customized to work just for you. That is where the Bond Method can help you. It is a customized program developed for you to help you prevent or recover from a healthcare challenge and live your life with love, joy, peace, and happiness. Who doesn't want that? For more information, contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show? Well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had. And thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time.
Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality. Today we're talking about toxins and detoxing, how to get rid of those toxins. Before the break, we're talking about all different kinds of heavy metals and parasites and all that kind of thing. Now, the best way to get rid of the toxins that are in your body is to find out exactly what toxins you have in your body that you need to get rid of. And I can help you do that. I have my biochemical analysis that detects these things and picks up if you have heavy metal toxicities or if it's a parasite or if it's candida. And then after we assess what type of toxin you have in your body, then we can develop a detox program to get rid of them. And the most effective detox programs that I've seen and that I like to use are herbal remedies. And so we have different herbs that we use for different types of toxicities. Now, one of the very popular way of getting rid of toxins, heavy metal toxins, this won't get rid of parasites, is with chelation. And it is an alternative, considered to be an alternative form of treatment, and it is effective. The only thing I caution is that sometimes the chelation can go just very quickly and getting out some of the toxins, and it might cause some issues. So it must be done under doctor supervision. So I prefer to use natural herbal remedies and have the toxins come out over a period of time so that they are gently being taken out and it's comfortable for the client. So there's no discomfort in the detox. And you kind of, it's kind of the way to go, because actually, and I know of this one case where a client had liver flukes, and which was a parasite that was in her liver. And when she found out she had them, she got so freaked out. She went to her allopathic doctor and they gave her a prescription to get rid of the liver flukes like in a few days. And what ended up happening is she was in a heck, start taking the medicine and ended up being in a lot of excruciating pain, because what was happening was the medicine was killing the liver flukes so quickly that they weren't letting go of the liver as they were dying, and they were coming out with chunks of liver. And so it was very painful for her, and you kind of don't want that to happen. So I prefer to use a more slower, natural, holistic method of getting rid of these types of toxins. Well, actually all toxins. So once you get rid of the toxins, then you need to make sure that you are on a diet that prevents the toxins from happening. For instance, if you are deficient, there's two mineral deficiencies that are very prominent in the American culture. And number one mineral deficiency is magnesium. And if you're deficient in magnesium, then the heavy metal that's going to be attracted to you is going to be aluminum. So if you're deficient in magnesium, you're more susceptible to toxicities of the aluminum kind, in the aluminum family. So if you have that, then obviously you need to boost your magnesium in order to make sure you don't get aluminum toxicities. And the number two mineral deficiency in the United States is calcium. And if you're deficient in calcium, then you're susceptible to lead and mercury toxicities, or heavy metals being deposited as lead and mercury. So again, then you need to make sure that you are boosting your calcium, and so that you won't get those toxins. And so the thing of it is that different people have different needs for these minerals. And I have osteoporosis runs in my family. And so I've always been very careful to make sure that, I'm just using me for an example, that I'm getting the proper amount of calcium. And I didn't really pay that much attention to the other minerals because, you know, with calcium tablets, you have the magnesium and you get the equal balance if you're taking them right. That gives you the ability for your body to absorb the calcium. And what I discovered, though, is that I didn't have an issue with calcium deficiency. I had an issue with magnesium deficiency. So here I was, you know, making sure my calcium was right because osteoporosis runs in my family, and I wanted to make sure I had enough of that. And it turned out that wasn't my issue. It was magnesium. So I have to take high doses of magnesium in order to make sure that I have enough magnesium in my body. So that just gives you an example of how people can be different and their nutritional needs are different. So you kind of need to have a customized program that myself can help you with. I can, or somebody else who does the work I do can help you to make sure that you get the proper nutrients so you're not susceptible to these toxins. And also, if you're eating correctly, then you have an alkaline instead of an acid system. And as we discussed in the parasite show, if you have an acid system, you're more susceptible to parasites. Whereas with an alkaline system, you can get a parasite, but it won't stay in your system. You'll pass it right through, and it's not going to affect you. So after you've done all these detox programs, get the toxins out, then there's some things that you can do to help maintain your body so that you get fewer and fewer of these toxins built up in your body. And some good foods to make sure that you're having are blue-green algae, spirulina, vitamin C, and probiotics. And all these things can help you make your body strong so that you don't become susceptible to these types of toxins, and if you do come into contact with them, then those nutrients can help to flush the toxins out. Another good one is, of course, apple cider vinegar, and I've talked a lot about apple cider vinegar, but you want to make sure that you're having at least a tablespoon of that a day, and that will help keep your system alkaline to keep you so you're not susceptible to these things. And so you need to make sure that, number one, you have detoxified all the toxins that are in there. Number two, you are following it up with a proper diet that's for you, that's making sure that you're having all the nutrients that you need for your body to keep it clean, and make sure it includes plenty of spirulina, vitamin C, probiotics, apple cider vinegar, and even blue-green algae if you think you might have come into contact with something. So those are things that you can do to prevent you from getting a toxic body and getting these toxins, because we do live in a toxic world, and as the statistics showed, it's very, very prevalent. So we need to protect ourselves, and that's one of the ways that you can. All right, we're winding up the show, so that leads me to the philosophy tip of the
day. And now, the Michelle Bonds philosophy tip of the day.
Okay, my philosophy tip of the day is this. It comes from Einstein. And he says, you cannot solve a problem with the same consciousness that created it. So be brave. Think out of the box. Think about changing your diet around and getting some help doing it. Learning how to detox in a healthy way. Don't follow the crowd. Be different. And if you want more information about this and how I can help you, then you can go to my website, themichellebondshow.com. The archive shows are there as well, or you can contact me, M as in Michelle, B as in Bond, at themichellebondshow.com, or you can call me at 425-412-0202. Now, make sure you tune in Thursday at 2 o'clock Pacific Time, 5 o'clock Eastern Time on WBLQ and TransformationTalkRadio.com, where Sue London and I are going to be doing a show. I've enjoyed talking to you all. I hope you guys are having a great New Year's. So happy detoxing, happy working out. God bless you all, and I'll see you on Thursday.
You've been listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone, from the healthy to the health challenge. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Visit themichellebondshow.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method. I'm the wholeness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. Hippocrates said, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. You can acquire perfect health by eating properly, but most people don't know how to do it. You're not going to find out by watching TV shows and news or reading the latest diet book. I teach you how to eat your way to perfect wellness through a customized program. When you are ready to stop messing around with your diet and want serious results, then contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
Feel like you just can't find your happiness? Want to move past old hurts or traumas? Not feeling comfortable in your body? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy has a divine healing gift, and her process will help you experience a perspective reboot. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method. Nothing thrills me more than watching my clients heal themselves. I had a client come to me the other day who had high cholesterol. The doctors wanted to put her on statins. So I worked with her, and in 4 short weeks, her cholesterol was cut in half. She didn't have to go on statins. I will never forget how excited she was when she called me to give me the good news. When you're ready to stop messing around with your health care challenge and want serious results, then contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adele and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.